Angelenos have suffered high rates of HIV/AIDS, and on this afternoon, World AIDS Day official Jack Martin says researchers uncovered one disturbing fact.
The most surprising thing of all is the fact that we're seeing sicker, younger patients.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, the annual rate of AIDS diagnoses reported among boys ages 15 to 19 has nearly doubled in the past 10 years. It's now up to 2.5 cases per 100,000 people. Martin works as a nurse at the LA County USC Medical Center's HIV unit. He attributes the staggering numbers to young people taking fewer precautions when engaging in sex.
The mentality now for a lot of people is the fact that it's a very manageable disease, and so why do I need to be careful?
He is among dozens of community members, medical staff, and others who attended USC Medical Center's annual World AIDS Day health fair. HIV education materials and rapid HIV tests were offered free of charge. Organizers made sure to also include general screenings, like cholesterol and diabetes screenings, in order to draw a larger crowd.
¿Y tiene personas en su comunidad que tiene diabetes?
Sí.
So,
Dr. Joseph Cadden is medical director of the hospital's HIV/AIDS unit.
This has gone a way to help identify patients who might not think they were at risk, and it also works to help destigmatize the disease, because if you're offering this test as just a general medical test, it makes people feel less apprehensive about the condition.
The first World AIDS Day was held in 1988 as a way to raise awareness of the AIDS epidemic. Today, the number of cases has skyrocketed. According to United Nations AIDS statistics, there are 33.4 million people living with HIV worldwide. In LA, that number is 60,000. He says that with life-saving meds already available to the general population, no one should be afraid to learn their HIV/AIDS status.
I emphasize all the time that HIV is a chronic medical condition, and like many other chronic medical conditions, it can be controlled and treated, and people go on to live happy, healthy lives.
USC health officials say the hospital has enough funds to support its HIV/AIDS unit's 2,500 patients, but that could change. There are concerns that Governor Schwarzenegger may cut $70 million in state general funds. AIDS advocates warn any further cuts could result in faster and earlier deaths for AIDS patients. Leilani Albano, Annenberg Radio News.